The second film, based on Ira Levin's novel The Stepford Wives, takes a very different approach from its 1975 predecessor, which was a grim horror movie about men who kill their wives and turn them into subservient robots. This one's a dark comedy, written by Paul Rudnick, and starring Nicole Kidman as a TV network president turned housewife in Stepford, Connecticut. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The Stepford Wives was a horror story with a satirical edge, a critique of the 50s, in which a lot of unnatural things were presented as normalcy. Levin created a town in which men would do anything to turn their working, back-talking, self-actualizing spouses into doll wives. Not what they had been in the 50s, but what the culture had tried to mold them into. There's a sadistic sexual component in Levin's tales of female victimization that cancels out the feminist thrust and then some. But he was able to get under people's skin, and the original film, poor as it was, became a touchstone. Suddenly you heard, oh, she's such a Stepford wife. The new film is, how can I put this? A desecration? A travesty? The writer, Paul Rudnick, appears to have concluded that we've had so many 50s parodies, horror movies, and even serious deconstructions like Todd Haynes's Far From Heaven that only a raving lunatic could long for the way we supposedly were. The new Stepford Wives, directed by Frank Oz, is not just making fun of 50s nostalgia, it's making fun of making fun of 50s nostalgia. It says you can't even take those fantasies seriously enough to critique anymore. This picture will not be widely admired. Reportedly, several endings were shot and tested, and boy, do the seams show. It took considerable ingenuity for me even to get in to see it in advance. The audience laughed both with the film and during the ridiculous climax at it. I can envision people who expect a genuine thriller throwing things at the screen. But I had a fabulous time. Well, I did once I accepted it as a camp fest, a great Provincetown drag show of the Stepford Wives. Nicole Kidman plays the heroine, Joanna, a celebrated woman's network president who makes reality shows in which men get emasculated. When one participant, played by the actor-screenwriter Mike White, flips out and shoots at her at an affiliates conference, this destroyer of the nuclear family gets the boot. She has a breakdown, and her husband, played by Matthew Broderick, with posture that squashes down his neck, buys a house in Stepford, Connecticut. You know what Joanna finds, a Disneyland of suburban affluence, where dumpy men are married to women who dress and act like 50s garden party ladies or flight attendants. There's also, and this is a subversive twist, a gay couple. Yes, the men of Stepford have no problem sympathizing with the gay, quote-unquote, husband's inability to control his queenie wife. The non-robotic people, Kidman's Joanna, Bette Midler's Jewish author Bobby Markowitz, and Roger Bart as a gay architect, form a club and dish about a Stepford wife who appeared to be short-circuiting at a square dance.
Do I really look okay?
Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm.
You look kind of like Betty Crocker.
I know.
That Betty Ford.
We need milk. We need milk.
Thank you. Look, I'm trying to make an effort to change. I mean, last night my husband was a different person. He was strong. He was forceful. He was commanding.
Like your refrigerator.
Well, nobody said it was going to be easy being a homemaker and a stay-at-home mom. It's the toughest job in the world, right?
Well, that may be. But these Stepford women, they're a whole other dimension.
Oh, like yesterday, that poor lady, Sarah Sunderson.
Walter said she's fine.
But you said she was shooting off sparks from her ears.
Well, that's the first sign.
Of what?
Cheap jewelry.
We should go see her.
Why?
Because we need to be supportive. That's how people behave outside of Manhattan. They care about each other. I mean, if you were in New York and one of your neighbors got sick, what would you do?
We'd call her.
To see if she was going to die.
So we can get the apartment.
Come on, this is a scream, and I don't even like camp. Kidman looks great with a dark bob, and she gives herself completely to the material. Watch her get the news of her firing and maintain her demented poise and smile while moving past a gauntlet of well-wishers. Midler is delicious. Roger Bart will become a star. Glenn Close stops the show as the town's ferociously chirpy den mother, and Christopher Walken is in a method zombie league of his own as her icily affable husband. Rudnick is a funny writer, one of the funniest. But it must be said that he's too comfy in his camp little universe. His targets are obvious, and when he writes broad comedy, real emotion can seem beyond his reach. Don't expect logic, dramatic, or any other kind, especially in the desperate finale. Even the movie's central idea is dated and unconvincing. These flight attendants, who keep perfect houses, and cook, and scream with joy in the sack, what man would want that? Okay, maybe for a weekend. 10 days at the outside. Every third day?
David Edelstein is the film critic for Slate.